Ready?
Hello, and welcome to Rhythm and Pixels, the video game music podcast, episode 2-1. My name is Rob Nichols.
And I'm Pernit.
And I want to thank you for tuning in today. This is our kind of like a new season of Rhythm and Pixels. How do you feel about that?
I'm ready to keep going with this thing.
Yeah, this
Maybe we'll get to a season 10, 20, who knows?
Who knows? This is our 11th episode. I'm really excited to get into it. But, do you have anything to mention at the top of the show? Anything just to plug or any games you've been playing, music you've been listening to?
I guess plug-wise, next, I guess 2 weeks from now, I'll be working at MAGFest as the Steel Gym Leader for the MAGFest Pokemon League. Should any of you potential trainers want to come down there and issue a challenge or get stumped? If you are interested in swinging down, come check it out. Cool. Games I've been playing, a lot of Falcom stuff. I just finished Legend of Heroes Trails in the Sky first chapter for the PSP/Vita.
Awesome.
/PC.
Well, let's go back to that Pokemon League. So this is, what version are you guys playing?
I believe our usual bit is Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire. All Pokemon allowed except legendaries and events, and it's basic rules really. But there's also a red versus blue challenge that's taking place where
that's cool.
You're response to the anniversary that's taking place this year.
Tell me about, you're the Steel Gym Leader. What is it about the Steel type Pokemon that reflects on you as a person?
Hard to say really, because I originally took it because water was taken by someone else.
There's got to be something about personality.
No, there is.
Your steel
resolve and resilience. Life keeps kicking it down. You keep getting back up. You built that steel wall up.
Right.
And you push back at the adversity.
So it's not the metal plate in your forehead?
No, I don't tell people about that. That's my secret.
No, that's cool. Yeah, I haven't been playing anything this past week. I don't think I have. Wait. Nope, I have not. I was playing Gremlins. I got upset, and I stopped playing Gremlins. I've been listening to a lot of video game music.
Stop playing Gremlins.
I don't know. I'm just done. I'm just done with that one. I'm going to get back into some shooters.
Sounds like someone needs some steel Pokemon in their life.
Maybe. I don't know. There's a lot going on here. The Rhythm and Pixels headquarters, located in Wilmington, will be moving to another location in Wilmington in 2 weeks. So that's been keeping me very busy. I want to give a shout out to the artist that we played last week with his Mario Kart track, Ilen. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. And we just want to thank you for that crazy music that you provided for the show. It was awesome.
I think it's cool that the guy actually heard the track and actually, basically gave a shout about it. Like, didn't just say already ignored. It's pretty cool for that.
Yeah, like on Twitter, if you're active on Twitter, we're definitely going to promote you guys. We're going to tweet. I don't know how Twitter works, man. I just put their names in the thing and it just shows up.
It's a magical place where ideas are passed around.
All right, episode 2-1. I'm going to stop messing around. Focus. We're doing a game focus. We're starting with season 2 with Phoenix Wright for the Nintendo DS.
Yes!
So this is something you'd love, right?
Oh, mercy, yes. And by the way, for those who aren't able to locate the games, if you ever find yourself being interested, you can get them on the 3DS now. They re-released them as a trilogy.
Wait, so I have to go out and buy a 3DS now?
You don't have to. You just can if you want.
Okay, because I only have a DS.
It's easier to get it on 3DS if you're trying to buy the carts or whatnot. But
did they do any ports to like a TV home system, like the Wii U or anything?
Cell phones. I think iOS got a port at one point, but other than that, nope. Just 3DS and DS.
Oh, okay. All right.
Game Boy Advance if you speak the Japanese.
So the full title, Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney in Japan. It was called Gaia Kuten Saiban.
And it's run forever too, hasn't it?
It's gone for a long time. It's had a crossover with Professor Layton, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty crazy.
And it's gone in a number of directions, because the original games focused on specifically one character who goes by Phoenix Wright in the States. And from there, they kind of went, jumped around a lot. You've portrayed different main characters, including his adversaries, their antagonist slash his rival, Miles Edgeworth. You've also portrayed who I guess many would consider to be his protege, Apollo Justice.
These are awesome names. I love it.
Oh, it's such a good series.
It's got some great names.
So,
well, let's get into some music and we'll keep talking about it. How about that?
Okie dokie. Well, I guess I'm kicking it off this time.
Yeah.
So just to get us started, and then I guess when we go into it, I'll explain a little bit more about the game and the track. But this track is referred to as Investigation Cornered. We are back to Rhythm and Pixels. You are currently listening to Investigation Cornered from Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney.
This is a pumping track. This is getting your body moving in the courthouse, right?
Well, it's a good way to put it, actually, because the way this works is like the typical premise of the series is that Phoenix Wright is an attorney in a weird future environment where legal trials are all settled very quickly within a period of like maybe 1 to 3 days because there's too many cases that are glutting up the courtrooms. And his entire gimmick is that he is an attorney that becomes known for taking on nearly impossible cases and getting the people off that are wrongly convicted and finding the killer in the same court.
Over the course of only 3 days and with only a judge.
Exactly.
This is the first I've ever heard of this crazy plot. I've never heard it before.
It's phenomenal.
That's
and
awesome.
The reason why this is so pumping is because this is a track that typically plays in the courtroom when you've got your final defendant kind of on the ropes.
Okay.
Or your final witness on the ropes because it's mostly
like
the killer.
Yeah.
And you got to pretty much press him until you get him to admit that he did it.
Yeah, it's got kind of like you're squaring off against somebody right here.
Oh, yeah.
And but the music, it's almost... Yeah, you're right. It does sound like kind of like you're in the ring because it does have kind of a punch-out kind of like, building you up, you know?
It has a very confrontational, kick going to it. Like, it just makes you... It feels like you're in like an intense energy-based conflict.
I like
it. Or energy-infused conflict, I'd say.
There's all sorts of different tracks. Like, all of the tracks were kind of jazzy or they were kind of dancey. Really neat.
And to put in perspective how enthralling these games are, which includes the music themselves, in and of itself, is the fact that I don't think there's a single Phoenix Wright or Ace Attorney game where at some point near the end I wasn't kept up till 4 or 5 in the morning trying to finish the last case because it just goes and goes.
I remember calling you. Yeah, you'd be like, I didn't sleep last night. I was playing this game.
Yes, and that doesn't happen as often as you might think. I mean, I play a lot of games, but that kind of game playing doesn't happen very often for me.
Yeah, it's almost like a story style, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's cool.
But we can talk more about the series as we go. I don't want to, prod along between one track. What you got packing for us, sir?
Well, I have our next track from the first game, Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney. The title is Dick Gumshoe. It's Detective Dick Gumshoe.
I wonder who that is.
I wonder who it is. Dick Gumshoe from the game Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney. Thank you. listening to Dick Gumshoe. It's Detective Gumshoe from the game Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney. The composers are Masakaru Sugimori, and I also have credited Akemi Kimura. This is I like this. This is like a chill Law and Order Dick Wolf. Oh, and I
Dick
love that.
Wolf.
Yeah, I love that chord right up there. With da, 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 da.
This is
oh, so good. This is like an amazing theme song. And you said it's for a character.
Yeah, I feel like it's played in other moments in the game too, but it's attributed mainly to Dick Gumshoe, who is an awesome freaking character.
Like
the name
sound like when I saw the track listings and I was listening to the music, I thought it was like a nickname for Phoenix Wright. Like he's like the Gumshoe. Well, I guess this doesn't make sense. He's a lawyer.
Yeah, his nickname is actually Nick, though I'm not quite sure where that comes from.
Is it called Nick?
Yeah, Maya, who is his assistant, refers to him as Nick. Huh. And to this day, I mean, they may have mentioned it in the first game, and I just don't remember where she got it from, but that's what she calls him. She calls him Nick.
Oh, man, but this is like, man, Dick Gumshoe's on the case, but he's not afraid to get emotional either.
Oh, he's emotional all the time. Because
I love
it. He's pretty much the main antagonist, Miles Edgeworth. He's pretty much works very closely with him. He's a police officer who works very closely with the prosecution's office.
Oh, okay,
prosecutor's
cool.
office. And his thing in this game is that he's known for making mistakes and getting clumsy, and then the other characters, such as Miles Edgeworth, docking his pay to the point where he can't even afford packs of ramen for dinner at home.
Oh, like poor Dick Gumshoe.
But we love Dick Gumshoe.
I love this. I already love him because I love this song. Oh. I want to get up to that one section again with a little breakdown, because that little thing in the background. Da, da, da,
da, da, da, well, guess what? You gave up on Gremlins. This isn't as hard as
Gremlins.
I'm
doing this. This is what I'm going to do for like the next few weeks.
But there you go. You can play through Phoenix Wright.
I'll play this at my desk at work. Hope you're not listening. Here it comes. Oh, I love that little lick there. Da, da, right here.
It's just really
da, da, da. Oh, so good.
Yeah.
Every track, nearly every track in these soundtracks I've just enjoyed listening to all day long.
Well, that's good to hear. I mean, because you'll be hearing them a lot. I mean, it's an adventure-style game, but...
Yeah, so I'm reading through it, and then I go back to the same type of scene, and it plays it again.
And, or you'll be like me, and when you get to a point where you go to another scene, and that music that you like so much stops playing, you might go back to that location and just sit there and let it play. Because you don't want to see the music go.
It doesn't track your game time. It's like your game time is like 400 hours. And you've just been letting it play all day long.
Oh.
Like you're going to sleep to it.
Oh, yes. The game system has sat out connected to speakers, looping a track while I did other stuff.
Oh, I believe it. That's so good. This is so good.
So, but like, the funny thing about these games also is that you can't really talk about the story so much, but you can talk about like...
Yeah, that's because of spoilers, right? You don't want to like spoil... Yeah, and I prefer that because I am going to play this.
Yeah, literally pretty much everything that you can talk about is a spoiler.
Yeah,
all you think you can pretty mention is like weird things like most of the characters, and like one of the quirks that's cool about the game, though I'm guessing this is more of a US translation gimmick, mm-hmm. is that all the characters, a lot of the, you know, witnesses or, you know, perps have weird alliterations on their names. Like, yeah, one guy whose name is like Red White, as opposed to like the colors red, white, and blue. He goes by Red White. A lot of heart. And,
he was like Bond girls.
Yeah, it's just a lot of crazy names. Luke at me.
Well, I guess like maybe they had like cool like alliterative or like punny names in the Japanese version, so they kind of like in the localization of the game they probably did. There's probably a lot of localization for a game like this.
Oh, they went to town. The translation that they did on this game had to be nuts.
Well, they must have done a great job because the popularity is sky high.
Oh, yeah. Though I'll admit, I have a friend named Mike. He's really insanely good at catching typos and quirks in games, uh-huh. but me. And I'm not sure how many other people, but my thing is like typically if I'm reading something, a lot of time I just kind of my brain fills in what it wants something to say, and it'll just kind of skim over whatever typos exist, and someone will have to point out to me, you just missed a typo. Like, well,
I don't know
what I want to read.
It's like you've already inferred it far enough. Like you're just kind of reading through it and enjoying the story for what it is.
Exactly.
And the typos are small enough, they're not going to pull you out of the story.
Exactly. Now, if it breaks up sentence structure, that's when they're kind of ruining things.
Yeah, this isn't a vocabulary podcast.
No, it is not.
This is a dope music podcast.
And speaking of dope music, we should probably press on to our next game.
Yeah. We're talking a lot about. We only have so much music here. We got to revisit this topic.
Oh, that was the plan, I thought.
Oh, totally, yeah.
We didn't even get to Miles Edgeworth or Apollo Justice.
Oh, yeah, we're coming back.
Or the future Phoenix Wright games.
And we'll discuss later, but I want to have a full episode of just covers from Phoenix Wright, because there's so much of it. There's so much good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now we're getting into the third. We're going to jump the second one, get to the third installment, called Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney Trial and Tribulations, Gaia Kuten Saiban 3.
Yes, this game is pretty much the end of the original trilogy of games, and even though you don't expect it going in, at least I didn't expect it going in, it wraps up everything. Like, it ties together, it ties plot points together from all three games, or from the first two games into the third, and wraps them into a neat, tidy package in such a way that is awesome. But I guess before I go rambling on to things again, I'll just mention the track that I want to go into.
Yeah, you chose probably the best named track in the game.
Oh, yeah, and it's basically the theme of who is probably the coolest character, maybe in the series, honestly, depends on who you
ask. Better than Dick Gumshoe, because so far that guy is my boy.
Well, maybe, though. Dick Gumshoe holds a special place, gotta say. But this particular track is the theme for, depending on who you're talking to, is either Godot or Godot. Godot, I'm over here. But the track is called The Fragrance of Dark Colored Coffee from Phoenix Wright 3. You are listening to the dark fragrance, the fragrance of dark colored coffee, the theme for Godot or Godot from Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney 3.
And we have the composer on that one is Noriyuki Iwadare, the composer of the Grandia series, and did some arrangements for the game Ease 3.
Which is still shocks the living daylights out of me.
Right? Yeah. He's a
composer cross pollination.
And a Rhythm and Pixels return guest.
Oh, yeah. We've had a couple of those, surprisingly. That,
They're going to come back. As I'm recognizing artists that I, composers that I like, I'm searching them out now.
But one thing I completely forgot to mention about this series, and one of the things that makes the cases so cool, is
that this song is sexy as hell.
Oh, well, yeah. This definitely feels like a track that you would listen to in a smoky lounge.
Yeah.
Meeting with a nice lady in a long, long gown.
Oh man,
with
please
a
tell
Cosmo
me,
glass.
Phoenix Wright, the Ace Attorney, is also an ace at love.
I won't.
Okay, don't tell me. That's a spoiler. Don't tell me.
I won't. But, like, in addition to the weird premise I already told you about in regards to the 1 to 3 days deal is the fact also that it's, like, there's a lot of speed evidence that gets presented back and forth. Speed evidence, like, just to kind of throw in evidence back and forth about things. And some of the evidence can get pretty strange. I don't want to give away spoilers, but animals sometimes end up on the stand.
Oh, that's cool.
And the, one of the biggest and the most interesting components of the game is the fact that you deal with spirit mediums too. And the case of being, say that, you know, you're talking to people from beyond the grave get help in your cases. I don't want to say who or how, because that in itself is a spoiler. But there's a lot of crazy stuff that takes place.
And this is cool.
And this guy in particular, he is the person who replaces Miles Edgeworth as your main antagonist.
He pointed at me. I'm like, I did
what? He replaces Miles Edgeworth as the main antagonist in the game. And he is a guy who always drinks coffee and he wears a visor that has red lights going across it.
Oh, I've seen cosplays.
Yes,
of this character.
He is awesome, and it baffles the mind how he's just allowed to walk into the courtroom with this crazy headgear on. But it's the Phoenix Wright world, and it's a fantastic world.
Wow, that's so awesome.
Let it go.
I like that. So that's why it's called the fragrance of dark colored coffee.
Yes, because he's obsessed with coffee, and he always makes statements that refer to coffee, like the smart, the dark, smoky taste of a fine roast. It's so freaking awesome.
That's great. What caught me about this one is I had this one picked out too, was that keyboard, the little piano solo. It's kind of lazy. I love the fake trumpet sound, or the fake saxophone, because it sounds super fake, but something about it sounding fake is really like hits like a nostalgia button for me.
Telling you, it has that feel to it. Like, I was listening to these tracks last night just to kind of pinpoint my final decisions, and I got to this track while doing dishes and chores around the apartment, and suffice to say, this track didn't come off for 30 minutes. I listened to it nonstop for 30 minutes while doing work around the house.
You gotta be the best roommate then.
Oh,
totally. Yeah. Absolutely.
And people would love me for that.
DJ DS. DS DJ.
DJ DS.
All right, so let's keep it going. My next track from the game, Phoenix Wright Trials and Tribulations, is just the investigation opening. Listening to the investigation opening from the game Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney Trial and Tribulations by Noriyuki Iwadare. This is awesome. This is, again, it's got that Law and Order kind of slap bass.
I'm not quite sure how I would describe this. I just like dancing to it.
Yeah, it's kind of groovy. It's got a cool groove. Drums, do a little drum solo at the end, like little snares.
I would say this is one of those tracks where you wouldn't expect to want to move like I'm moving right now, and yet
this is driving.
Look at
this is straight up driving music.
Oh yeah, I have bumped Phoenix Wright in the car for sure, and I'm going on a drive on Saturday, so don't be surprised if this finds its way onto my stereo.
If you're on Interstate 95,
get out the way.
Get out the way, because Purnell's got Phoenix Wright riding shotgun.
The whole gang's there.
That's a great, it's a well-composed track. There's all these different like parts to it, and it just, it's all like, yeah, there's that drum roll again. It just all kind of fits together really tight. Really, really cool. So the, my only experience playing as Phoenix Wright was within Marvel Capcom 3, the fighter.
He's the reason why I bought the game.
No, he's so hard to play, but I never got good at that game anyway, as much as I like fighters or fighting games. But yeah, like you would like level up his moves by finding evidence, and you get like level 1, level 2, level 3, and his moves would get stronger, and he had his assistant or someone would run out.
That was Maya Fey.
Is that his sister or?
Nope. Not going to tell you though. All I can tell you is his assistant.
Okay. Like it's an assistant.
She's awesome too, by the way. But yeah. She loves the Steel Samurai.
And the Steel Samurai is?
A TV show mascot character.
Oh, okay.
And he ends up eventually playing a role in a case.
Oh, that's cool.
The show does.
Because we had a song from the band Steel Samurai before.
We have indeed.
And that's a good segue into the last part of our show. I'm sorry, did you have anything else you want to say about this track?
That is awesome, and that you all should be playing Phoenix right now.
All right, moving on.
There you go. So, that's all I got.
All right, great. So we are going to... All right, I'm going to bring this down.
Real low.
Real low. And we are going to move into the last part of our show called the bonus round.
Bonus round. Objection!
This is the part of the show where we play covers and remixes based on the theme of the show. And just like our last episode of racing games, there are plenty of remixes and covers for Phoenix Wright. So many that I would love to do a whole episode based on these, but that might be kind of boring because...
Depends on what we had to play.
It depends on what we had to play. I found all sorts of stuff. I found multiple songs where people wrote their own lyrics. People wrote their own rap songs. There were like guitar covers. There's a lot of really cool stuff. So much that it was hard for me to choose. But you, they approached you, right?
Not exactly. I jumped on them because I realized that they had a track that was perfect for this show, this episode, and everything. We mentioned earlier the band Steel Samurai. They've been on the show before for another game entirely, but...
Were they credited as Steel Samurai for that song?
Yes, they were.
And they did the gimmick song, right?
Yes. They did that one, and I feel like we also played Bosconian Flash, Flash, Flash.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that was a great track.
Oh, it was butt bopping. But given the fact that their band name comes from the Phoenix Wright series, and after much pestering, I was able to procure an early release track that they let me listen to that is related to Phoenix Wright that I pretty much begged them to let me play on the show. So I do have to mention, however, that it is a not final release. They are still perfecting it and working out the kinks.
This is a Rhythm and Pixels exclusive track.
Well, for now.
For now.
They're going to pump it out.
But you heard it here first.
Oh, that's true.
That's awesome.
That is true. But it is a fantastic song. I think you guys will like it. Yeah. And final or not final, I think we'll all agree that it is just, it's the bee's knees, baby. But it's called The Criminal Justice System. Mm. And you might hear an interesting little cameo sound throughout the track.
I like it.
Let's give it a listen, shall we?
written and produced by Dick Wolf. But nah, that
in
was...
In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups. Purnell, who investigates the music, and the Rob Nichols district attorney who prosecutes the offending tracks and tells him, don't play that song. No, I'm kidding.
He has told me not to play tracks. No, let me stop.
I do. Okay. You told me, like, you said, like, it's going to come. It's coming. It's going to be, you know, something familiar.
Oh, yes.
And but I wasn't ready for it. That was great.
Yeah, you legitimately started laughing the moment it clicked.
Oh, it was like out of like just, like, it was pleasure. It was pleasurable. Like, I wasn't laughing because I was like, this is a joke.
Oh, no,
I'm laughing
because,
first of all, that track was awesome. It sounded like final.
Seriously, these guys, that's partly why I like to bring them up on the show, because seriously, their sound, they should be playing at these damn conventions. Ooh. They should be playing at conventions wholeheartedly because they rock out when they play their stuff. And I love that they choose, they choose a lot of obscure stuff too.
Yeah, they do. Like, they play Gimmick and Bosconian have been on our show first. And those are not mainstream games, mainstream classic games at all.
And no, they're not. And even if you haven't played them, you can still appreciate rocking tunes.
No, yeah.
So
really great.
But this song was called The Criminal Justice System. It's by Steel Samurai, and it should show up on their, I know they're producing an album, and this is going to be one of the tracks on it. And when it happens, you have to scoop it up.
Scoop it up, buy it, send them some money, send them more money after you're done sending them money so that they can make more awesome music. We'll have their link to their website. And if they have a Patreon or their Bandcamp, wherever they're selling their music, we'll have them all linked on the blog at rhythmandpixels.com.
Sweet deal.
All right, so I had a really hard time choosing my next track because there's so many good ones. And I ended up choosing at the last minute something that just sounded so different from everything else. It's kind of a low-key acoustic version of one of the themes called Objections by singer-songwriter Mark Sagawa.
Of red tape and all of the lies, I'll take it slow and press on forward, find the contradiction, and can I please just get a witness? So please don't fall to pieces, I'm right here by your side. One by one things start to turn on me, so don't you lose your faith. If I can overcome the objections that have been thrown at me, I know nothing comes easily. For you I fight cause I believe. If I can hold it together a little more, then maybe you might see that I can turn this trial around, and I won't stop till you're not guilty. Till you're not guilty.
That was Objections by the artist Mark Sagawa.
Had a very, very poppy. No, where am I saying? That's not poppy. No, it is a.
Yeah, it's just a really chill. The lyrics were really clever, and they were just really good, heartfelt.
Mm-hmm. I think that's probably what I was looking more for, more so the heartfelt. And it definitely sounds like he was singing it under the guy, you know, under the image of, you know, portraying Phoenix Wright. Singing the song.
Yeah, from like his perspective, but like maybe as like a metaphor for how he's feeling about this girl.
Ooh.
Or other person.
I didn't even think
that wasn't that wasn't implied, but
I didn't even catch that, but well done for that one.
No, it was a cool song, and it was nice and short. It was just, again, really, really tight, and it kept the whole theme of that song, just arced it all the way through, and just really cool lyrics. I thought it was cool. There's a lot of rap songs, a lot of different like techno remixes. I wanted to pick something that was just really different.
And I think you definitely succeeded at that. It got me thinking about wanting to do my own cover at some point.
write your own Phoenix Wright lyrics.
Oh yeah, I could totally pull it off. I could portray any number of characters, Furio Tigre, or, you know, again, Lotta Heart.
Lotta Heart. So yeah, if any of our listeners want to go on our Facebook page and just write some lyrics they made up on the spot for Phoenix Wright, please go ahead. No, that's, I'm, don't.
Actually, yeah, but if you want to.
But if you want to, fun. Yeah, that's fine. And I'll put a dope beat on it, and then we'll wrap it on in the show.
That could be kind of fun, actually. I'd give it a go. I'll throw it down. But, yes, I am so glad that we chose this topic. It's a weird thing to, again, it's weird when you choose a topic that is spoilerific, so you can't really talk about the game outside of just the general image of what it's about.
Yeah.
But, nonetheless, it has been one of my all-time favorite surprising series to come out in a long, long time.
Yeah, and even though we can't talk much about the gameplay, the music throughout the series is so good that I think it was a really good choice to put on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Thank everyone for listening to the show today. I had a really good time with this episode. What about you?
I think it was marvelous. Marvel, baby.
So, this is the Rhythm and Pixels Video Game Music Podcast. This has been episode 2-1, our focus on the Phoenix Wright series. If you want to send us an email, give us any feedback. Pernell, what's that email address?
rhythmandpixels@hotmail.com.
And if you want to get a full track listing, if you want to leave us a comment on our website, what is that website address?
Rhythmandpixels.com.
And again, if you want to send us any other feedback, you can catch us on Facebook. You can catch us on Twitter. And you can also subscribe to us on iTunes and leave us a nice little rating there. Wherever else you get your podcasts, you will find us. We're pretty much everywhere. But I know that most people listen to stuff on iTunes. And just, we're all about great video game music.
That's all I want to talk about and play. And if you have any topics or suggestions you want to throw our way as well, by all means, hit us up, because we can only come up with so many when there's so many more out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, I'm tempted to go back and revisit some topics from some previous episodes. But I know there's a lot more out there. If you have any track suggestions, please just leave us out. Just leave us out on our Facebook page. I'd be happy to check it out, and we'll probably mention it on the show, give you a shout out, and I'd like that.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Great. Well, this has been the Rhythm and Pixels Video Game Music Podcast. I'm Rob Nichols.
And I'm Pernell.
Have a great day.
Have a good night, and by all means, it's not over till it's over. Keep that defensive heart shining.